How big is Joe Rogan anyway? From London Heathrow, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. Joe Rogan has 14.5 million followers on Spotify. That's according to Ashley Carman in Bloomberg, smaller than his total subscriber number on YouTube of 16.4 million. Her compilation includes the top shows on the platform taken from a new UX feature. We'll link to it today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify has launched a desktop mini player for premium users, which lets you watch video on Spotify while you should be working. A long requested feature, it also controls volume, can change tracks and playlists, and is resizable. In future, Cadence 13 is to be known as Audacy Podcasts as part of a reorganization. We spotted in October that Audacy had stopped using the Cadence 13 brand. That's now official, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Edison Research shared the top 10 podcasts among US women. Unusually for a podcast chart, Joe Rogan is at number 2. Podcasts with women hosts take 5 of the top 10 spots. What would you do for a podcast? Don Lemon reportedly wanted a free Cybertruck from Elon Musk and to be launched into orbit by SpaceX to record the first podcast in space. The demands, including an $8 million salary, were passed on by UTA, the talent agency that represents him, says the New York Post, though UTA says the story's nonsense. Lemon says his partnership with X was cancelled. PodC, which promises to turn podcasts into knowledges, has released a new version with a fresh new design and timestamps in its mind mapping tool. Evergreen Podcasts has announced a strategic partnership with podcast producer Next Chapter. Glassbox Media has selected Flightpath as its inventory and campaign management platform. Maven has released a new video testing platform that shows how people feel about your video content. It uses facial recognition, including eye tracking. In London, The Roundhouse, one of London's biggest charities for young creatives, is running its own podcast academy, an 11-week training course to plan, make and market a podcast. It's for young people aged 18 to 25 and costs 25 quid. You've until April the 8th to apply. Bumper's Dan Meisner doesn't like the word listener in a blog post that we linked to today. He believes that downloads are done by downloaders and listens are done by listeners. And look who's talking about global podcasting in a short soundbite for the podcast show in London. Yes, it's me. And we link to it today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. And in podcast news, First Flight is new from Flight Global, an aviation media company. It's a B2B podcast speaking with C-suites, experts and innovators from across the international aviation industry. As I send this, I will be on a Boeing 777-200ER on my way to LA, so let's hope that stays in one piece. Love Lives returns for a second season today from The Independent. It's a podcast dedicated to discussing relationships and experiences with love. The first episode features author Bryony Gordon, whose work includes Mad Girl, an honest and candid autobiography on her life with mental illness. Break Some Dishes has joined the Surround Podcast Network, a collective of podcasts from the architecture and design industry. The show starts its new season this week. And the Media Podcast with Matt Deegan this week looks at the BBC's plans to include podcast ads for UK audiences, as well as an interview with Chris Burns of the BBC talking about her plans for local radio. The show is hosted by Matt Deegan. Guests include me, and that's on YouTube as well, if you fancy watching a man wearing the same clothes for the third day running. Thank you, Lufthansa. I've got my bag now, though. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and employment with Co-host. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.